Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I am Nara Birch. Welcome to Tism Talk. Sorry again about the shit video quality. Doing our best here. Doing our best. Also, we don't just have sirens anymore. Oh no, no. Now we have a train that for some reason keeps doing that. So I'm gonna just shut this window a little bit more. I am a cliched autistic. I do enjoy the sounds of trains though. So I am personally so stoked about it. I love sleeping and like hearing the train. So I'm not mad about it. Hopefully you guys are also cliched autistics and also enjoy trains. So you won't mind the honking of the honking. I don't quite know how train horns work. I'm not that into trains. I'm not that kind of autistic, but I've always wanted to live near train tracks so I can hear like that as I fall asleep. Welcome. I forgot if I told you that this is the podcast. I'm not drunk. I'm autistic, but it is. And I am not drunk. I am just autistic, although I am hoping to be drunk later today. So fingers crossed that later today I can say I'm drunk and autistic. Anyways, hi everybody. How are y'all doing? That's either great or that really sucks and I'm sorry to hear it. Whichever answer fits your scenario more. So let me talk about what I am knitting. And what the knitwear that I am wearing, because it's not a new hat that I finished, but it's new for me. Although we are test driving it, and as of now, it might be too itchy, which is a little bit sad. Let's talk about the hat first. I love this hat. I forget the name of the pattern and the designer. I am very sorry. I don't have the interwebs right now. Otherwise, I would just look it up in my Ravelry, because I got a database of yarn and shit. I love databases. But it's made in Knit Picks Chroma is the yarn, and it's just so pretty. And like when I first made it, I was intending to sell it because it was too tight on me. But I recently figured out how to block, which means like basically stretching your knitwear. I have balloons and I blow them up to the size of my head, and then I put them in a vase and I stretch, I get the hat wet and then I stretch it over the balloon and it blocks it. So now it fits me, but there is unfortunately, thank you, Chisholm, the issue that it might be a little too itchy for me. So just honestly realizing that right this second. So that's why I'm super bummed about it. That fucking sucks sometimes. Everything can be perfect, but it's just that one little sensory factor and everything gets ruined. Completely gets ruined. But either way, it's like an absolutely beautiful hat. I love this hat. And when I'm knitting what is called the Framework Bralette by Jessie Made Designs. I do remember that, sorry. The Java update, it just popped up, so I'm just gonna close that. I can't update you, Java. This isn't technically my computer, even though I paid for it. Long story. But like, it's really pretty. It has this like really cool slip stitch detail. And it's gonna be super pretty. It's the second time I've knit it. The first time it was too small. I don't know why I was like, you can make a large. I've lost like 40 pounds recently, so I'm still kind of like in the mindset that I'm still like 40 pounds heavier. Also, my tits are really big, and so I have to remember that as well. But like, I had to start it over, but it's okay because I added the pink to it. Which, I don't know if you can tell, but I like pink, as you can tell from my hair. It just adds something to it. I didn't have that the first one. It was just purely this speckled yarn, which is really pretty. And it's Hugh Loco Sock. And the colorway Popsicles and Ponytails. And then this is Madeline Tosh Light in the colorway Neon Beach. So yay, that's what I'm knitting and wearing, because I'm not imitating the Yarniacs, which is my favorite podcast in the world. No, that's not what I'm trying to do right now. I don't talk to them about what I'm knitting and wearing when they mention what they're knitting and wearing. Anyway, let's check in with my Tism. How's the Tism doing? Honestly, it's not doing great right this second. I'm really upset about the hat, and I've learned something to not test drive sensory related issues when you're filming, because now that's all I can think about. It's just the slightest itch, but for someone with autism, that slight itch is magnified. Like, I can't filter out. People with autism can't exactly filter out sensory stimuli the same way. Oh my god, now my cat's meowing. Everything is just sensory unfriendly. Oh, his meow is really cute. It's tiny and he is so precious. I love him, even though he's a naughty little boy that keeps jumping on my fairy altar. And every time he jumps on the fairy altar, I'm like, Bebemo, what are you doing? He's just like, meow, which I'm interpreting as, no, mom, it's okay. I got this, mom. You don't even have to worry. I got this. I'm like, no, you don't got this. Don't jump on my fairy altar, please. Thank you. Have a nice day. The tism, yeah, just the sensory stimuli. It kind of sucks. Like, my friend Grace has a really good way of putting it. She says that everything is on the same decibel level for her. I think those are the words she used. But like a whisper can be just as loud as that, as like standing next to a train and having it honk or whatever as it goes by. Like, we have a lot of trouble filtering out and processing things. So this tiny little itch is just like something that's gonna just be magnified. It's not gonna be something I can filter out, which is sad because I really, 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 really like this hat. It's so pretty and it's rainbow and it's, the cables are really nice and it has a little bit of a slouch, just the tiniest bit. It's still like a beanie, but like if I push it back enough, it's like slouchy and it's cute. Anyways, so other than that though, I've been doing okay, I guess. My anxiety has just been so fucking bad, and it's starting to affect me. And like, I've always had like physical panic attacks where I feel like I'm having a heart attack, but like, it'll do shit like make my tooth hurt, because it knows that gives me a lot of anxiety, and it doesn't actually hurt, I think. Like, I can eat on that side, and it doesn't affect me or hurt me when I eat or drink, but once my anxiety starts kicking in about it, I feel nothing but pain, and I'm pretty sure it's phantom pain, but again, I already have so much trouble responding to my vessel signals, like eating. Sometimes I won't eat until like 4 p.m., not because I'm like purposely not doing it, but because I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even realize I was hungry. Like, I already have such a hard time processing and guessing what signals my vessel and my body is sending to me, that like having the anxiety of, oh fuck, my tooth hurts, is it actually pain or is it just the anxiety? It just makes it 10 times harder. So yeah, but like other than that, I'm honestly, I know I talked in my last episode about moving. Oh fuck, I gotta remember to text a future landlord. But yeah. Let's see if I remember that. Let's see how well the executive functioning holds on until then. But like, I don't know. I've just kind of felt like every day is just kind of passing the time. It's also, oh my god, like the fact that I'm even wearing a worsted weight hat right now is incredible, because it's been beyond hot here, like over 100 degrees. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, but it feels like I'm living in the rainforest or something, because it is so fucking hot and humid and I hate it and I don't do well in the heat, and I've just been kind of trying to make it through the day without wanting to kill myself, and sometimes that's all you can do. But like, I've noticed that the second it gets too hot, I completely crumble. Like, I can't deal with anything. I can barely deal with the smallest anxiety. I can barely deal with the smallest, I don't know, bump in the road, because I'm just so hot and it's so uncomfortable. And like, I take so many showers. I will literally just jump in the shower and just stand there for 5-10 minutes, just getting all the cool water on me, and then get out and then do it again an hour later, just because like, it feels so good. But yeah, this episode might be cut short based on how long I can keep this hat on my head. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm already like trying not to stim about it. That's so disappointing. Well, the good news is if you like this hat or you like any other hats, I will be hopefully selling them soon. That's another thing. I've been working really hard on, like, sorry if this is all over the place. That's kind of the point of these episodes. I just kind of sit and babble and talk to the camera, and you get the whole visual experience of the TISM. Lucky you. I'm making scarves now. I have a scarf. Oh, that's the wrong side. Ignore that side. That's the bad side. This is the good side. See how neat and smooth that is? That's so much better. It's not bad, but, like, you can tell that this is where I join the colors and whatnot. So, yeah, I've been trying to make scarves and sets. So I have, like, hand-knitted, obviously, sorry, hats, mitts, and scarf sets to sell. So, yeah. I think I'm gonna end it here. I just wanted to put out something. I am really trying to keep consistent content. That's something that's really important to me. And it's not like I think that this is shit quality and I'm just throwing it out there so I have something up. But it's more the fact that I need to, this is something that's really important to me. And this is something that the more content I put out, the more I get in front of the camera and speak, the more that's another good thing that I did recently that I'm proud of. I posted a story on Instagram of me having a panic attack, I would say, because it was about to thunder and I was scared. I was really scared. It's not up there anymore because, you know, I think stories disappear. I don't know how technology works. I just know that I pressed the button and me crying happened on Instagram. That's how that works. But, like, yeah, that's something I've been really trying to work on lately is I really want to get all the parts of autism out there. Because, like, I know parents and shit, like, tape their children's meltdowns and whatever, which I don't like. I have personal trauma with that. My parents used to tape my meltdowns, or, like, say they were taping them. They probably were not. They probably were just holding up an empty video camera. But they would tell me that they were taping my meltdowns as evidence for the judge about why I was such a horrible person. And yeah, that wasn't very good. Oh gosh, sometimes it just hits me for a second. I'm like, you went through a lot and some shit things happened to you. So, you know what? Let's end that there so I can process the horrors of my childhood off camera and take this goddamn hat off. Like, I could take it off now, but I kind of look like I'm electrocuted because I cut my own hair and it's growing back. But right now it's at a really awkward length. So mostly it just looks like a troll doll or something. I'm a very cute troll doll. And like Poppy from the Trolls movie, which is actually why I dyed my hair pink in the first place, like 5 or 6 years ago, and then I was like, hell yeah, this is it, this is the color, this is it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. I have just been verbally stimming like fucking hell today, so that's another reason I'm like probably all over the place. I'm a little manic, but manic is okay, we're working on that as well, manic is okay. But like, I have a lot of verbal stims that I made up. I have to knit. Well, I can't look at myself while I sing the song for you, but like lately, the one I've been doing is a song I made up. It's just tiny little song, silly little words. And I just like sing that over and over and over again. And I repeat it. And I was doing that a lot. So it's definitely a verbal kind of day. Not everything makes sense, but yeah. Thank you guys for watching me. I offer trainings. I have articles. I offer the writing of articles if you would like that. But I have an Instagram, Fuck You Up Fairy, which you might actually be watching this on, so please disregard that message. And I have an email, theautisticpinup@gmail.com. So if you have anything you'd like to talk to me about or send me messages of, that's where you reach me. All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you later. Bye.